about $25 million budget that's going to be acted upon next week at the foundation meeting for the foundation. So that's just some information that was going to be background for that item. I wanted to spend some time very quickly talking about how the outside world sees us. I'm really basing the rest of these on a Moody's analysis of the university and comparison to our peers in the Big Ten. I think it's very interesting. I think we want to concentrate particularly on the quantitative factors that go into the evaluation of the university's ratings, particularly revenue diversity and the state relationship, which is pretty well apparent. And on the other side, the quantitative, the amount of leverage that we have, the amount of debt we have, debt service coverage, our enrollment, our student demand, and our operating margins and financial resources. This is, again, the Moody's scale. Starts at a triple A, this is the best, and then you work your way down. We have most of the bulk of our, we have $1.6 billion of debt projected outstanding at 6/30 of 12 here at the end of June for the university, of which most of that is our auxiliary system bonds and our certificates of participation. That's $1.5 billion right there. And those are both rated for AA2. Those are our core borrowings for the university. We're rated AA2. We have a smaller borrowings for the South Campus development, which is rated AA3, and the health facilities, the hospital has a smaller borrowing, about $50 million, that's rated an A1 on this scale. Again, this is the rate, this is the Moody's scale, and what I'm gonna be showing you is all the Moody's metrics, the performance metrics they use in making this evaluation and compare it to the Big Ten coming going forward. So I'd like to move on to the next slide. This is probably the most telling slide with regard to the state relationship. What it tells you here is basically this University of Illinois, we're rated AA2. The sad part about this is you can look at all the rest of the Big Ten. By the way, Wisconsin's not in here because they don't issue debt. Everything for the University of Wisconsin is issued by the state, all their financings. We're rated AA2. Everybody else is rated a AA1, which is higher. And then we have Indiana, Purdue, and Michigan, University of Michigan, all rated AAA. The big thing that you will notice here is these black dots. This is the Moody's state rating. We are 4 notches higher than the state rating. State rating for is A2, which is on the brink of oblivion, frankly, for a sovereign credit for the state of Illinois. We are 4 notches higher than the state. If you look at Iowa, which was AAA state, they're 1 notch lower at AA1. Michigan, the state of Michigan is a AA2 rating. Michigan State's at AA1. Over here, Michigan again is 2 notches higher than the state rating, but they are really separated statutorily from the state, really operate almost on an independent basis from the state, even though they do get a small amount of state support.
I know this is bad all the way, but you said 4 notches, it looks like 3 notches.
Well, I went 1, 2, 3, 4. I do it that way.
Well, you said 2 over there.
We're at here, 1, 2.
Keep going.
Well, I guess if I were to hold it, my fingers up, it means this much,
No, I'm having a line, so keep going. But I'm not getting in your way here, sorry.
That's why the state of Illinois borrows money from us.
That's right. We're one of their biggest creditors. But the rest of these you pretty much see are in parity with their state ratings. Ohio State, Penn State, University of Minnesota, Nebraska does not have Moody's does not rate the state of Nebraska, so they don't have they're only rated by S&P, so they don't have a black dot there. But then Indiana and Purdue both are rated AAA as the state of Indiana is rated AAA, and again Michigan much higher rating than the state of Michigan. Revenue diversity is also a very important part of this. If you look at this, the quick takeaways are, University of Illinois has the highest reliance on the state. Any of these. The next closest is probably Minnesota. The reason that this is about $1.4 billion in total amount of state support that is coming to us.